Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
1067 The Fan. You're watching us on YouTube on the 106.7 The Fan page or on the Monumental Sports Network. You're listening to us on the Odyssey app or the iHeart app or maybe where you get your podcasts. Wherever you are, we're there. And we're very excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in the NFL MVP from the 1983 season, Mr. Joe Theismann. Joe T, what's up, dude? How are you?
Good morning, guys. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and everybody had a safe one and spent a lot of time with their family and food and football. I mean, unbelievable weekend of football.
What was that?
It was a fun one, and last night was the best we've seen this Washington team play in some time. They did come up short. Joe, what'd you think of the effort? Maybe not the final score, but certainly the effort in this thing.
I just felt like it was unbelievable from the get-go. The defense was incredible. The offense just hung in there and hung in there and hung in there. And, you know, you played a heck of a football team and you played a heck of a football game. And it was a heartbreaker the way it ended. It's almost like it's last year in reverse. You know, You get to this situation. You know, we saw this last week in Miami. You get against Miami in Spain. We see it this week against Denver. It's those games that we won a year ago, just like this, we're not winning this year. But the effort, Marcus played a fantastic football game. I mean, you know, the escape he made to get those passes off was incredible. I mean, his running, everything he did was so unbelievable last night. And it was just unfortunate. It was a perfect play call at the end. Mm-hmm. And, you know, guy makes a great defensive play. That's about the only way you can describe it.
That's it. And you know, looking at the defense and how they're playing, Joe, what do you say about that? Because they seem to have gotten a little better over the last 2 weeks.
They have. I think Dan seems to have a feel for what he wants to do, and we've seen him play better football. You know, we're in every game. It doesn't get away from him, and that's the big thing. And I think, you hang in there for 60 minutes, you're going to give yourself a chance like we have the last couple of weeks. You know, I feel bad for Zach, for Ertz. I mean, he just, against Miami, he slips over there in Spain, and then, you know, he has an opportunity here. I mean, he was a war horse last night.
I know.
Making catches all over the place. Key catches everywhere, as he has since he's been a Commander. And it's that one play that just sort of, like I say, it's the difference. Last year, the one plays were made. This year, the one play is not being made.
Yeah, Joe, you're so right. Last year, they seemed to just get all the bounces. And this year, it just seems like everything goes the other way. When you watch Washington run the ball pretty effectively against a really good Denver defense, and then at times it seems to go away, do you get frustrated or do you understand that they're just trying to get accomplish lots of different things offensively and defensively?
I don't think they're trying to accomplish lots of different things. You just can't drop back in this league and think you're going to continue to throw and have good things happen all the time. You're going to get, you know, you're going to get a holding penalty, put you behind the chains. You're going to throw an incomplete pass. You're going to throw an interception. There's so many things that happen. If you run the ball enough to be able to control the linebackers, and I thought the offensive line held up really well last night, but if you're able to control the linebackers, you're able to control a large amount of your passing game. And that's why the running game is so important. We go back, you know, 2-3 years when everybody sort of poo-pooed the running backs and say, well, you know, they're not that important. That's baloney. You know, I'm a testament. You know, I wear a Super Bowl ring because of John Ricketts. I don't pretend to say anything else. John and that offensive line made it happen for us as we continue to go forward, and really great defensive play. But when you look at the ability to, you know, you can't be, you know, 2nd and 10, 2nd and 9. You've got to be able to gain enough yards on 1st and 10 to be able to put pressure on the linebackers to open up some space and some room. You know, and again, having the statement last night that came out of that game to me is how important is Terry McLaurin to this football team? I mean, you can't overstate the fact that with them, he's a different – with them, with the team, he's a it's a different football team. Without him, you're searching for answers and opportunities. I mean, when the game against Miami, there was one deep pass, one, the entire day. And I think Cliff opened it up more against Denver, seeking opportunities down the field, and it made a difference. You know, and you know, Terry made some unbelievable catches, and he's just a tough guy, and I think the guys feed off of that.
Yeah,
you see him doing what he's doing, and you see other players making plays, and guys feed off that. The defense feeds off what the offense does, and vice versa.
I totally agree with Terry, and the last time we saw them play well was a half in Kansas City when they had Terry back and he made some unbelievable catches. You know, Joe, when you have a receiver that plays, now obviously he can get vertical, he's got the speed, he can make contested catches, but when you have a receiver that plays with that level of physicality, what does that do for a quarterback?
Oh, it gives you tremendous confidence to know that you can put the ball in the general area. You don't have to make specific, precise throws. You put it in a general area, and you feel like Terry's going to make the play for you, or he's not going to allow an interception to happen. That's the other thing, too, is when the great receivers protect the ball, they protect the quarterback. If they can't get it, then they make sure the defenders don't get it. Terry's that kind of a smart football player, but it was good to see him healthy. I think, you know, coming up here, we've got, you know, Minnesota's coming up. We've got a challenge. They're unsettled at the quarterback position. And then you've got, you know, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys in the remaining, you know, 4 games after that. So I think that this football team has got the confidence now to be able to line up on the football field with any of the remaining 5 football teams and have a positive outcome.
Joe, you're sitting in this position right now with the team. You lost 7 in a row. What would be your message to a team if you're a quarterback leading this team?
I think the first thing is we just have to keep fighting. You know, basically, this is our job. This is what we do. This is what we've been is not who we are. We're starting to become the team we're supposed to be. And the thing is you have to go out, you have to study, you have to work. You know, as the quarterback, all eyes are on you. How do you carry yourself? How do you conduct yourself? How do you communicate with everybody else? What do you say in the media? All those things are taken into consideration because all eyes are on you. I think the important thing is we just need to keep fighting. Now, will they make a decision when Jaden's ready to go? Is he going to be ready next week in Minnesota? You know, I don't know if he's going to be cleared or not. I think that he should get back on the football field at some point in time. Mm-hmm. But he has to be 150% cleared, and they have to feel comfortable that he's healthy enough to be able to go out there to do it. But to have him take the rest of the year off would be a huge mistake, I think, for him and for the franchise going forward.
Yeah, I think Jaden will play. I think Jaden wants to play. It's a matter of getting cleared by the docs. And
right.
And maybe that's a little different if we get to, you know, Christmas Day and he still hasn't been cleared and there's only 1 or 2 games left. But at this point, you got to have him back out on the field because
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of fans at this point are just caught up in draft position, but there's 70 guys in that locker room living and dying with these games. And
you know, JP, they don't care about draft position.
Totally.
none of them.
Right, Mitch, you're sitting in that locker room. You hear, you know, the noise. You got to block the noise out. It's not about the noise. It's about the guys in the locker room. It's about the coaches in the meeting rooms. It's about the organization. It's about saying, okay, look, man, we prove we can play toe-to-toe with anybody. But we have to put this kind of effort forth every week.
True.
You know, you can't take anything for granted. You can't take an extra point for granted. You can't take anything for granted. You saw some of the games this weekend were decided by missed extra points and some officiating calls that weren't very good. So,
some of those,
I mean, to me, it's like, you know, you just, hey, we're getting closer. Let's just keep pushing forward. Let's keep growing. Let's keep getting better.
Talking with our friend Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. You can give Joe a follow at Theismann 7, two N's in Theismann. Joe T, I did want to correct one thing you said earlier. You had a little something to do with that Super Bowl ring. So.
You're kind. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Just a little.
You've played football at the highest levels. You've watched football. You've done it professionally as an analyst, a commentator, all those things. What did you think of that Treylon Burks touchdown catch last night?
Unbelievable.
I'll throw it back to him again.
Yeah, they tried. They tried again. I mean, first of all, what gets lost in the whole thing is where Marcus put the football. There was no place else to put that football for him to go get it. And then, you know, with the OBJ comparisons, I think the split screens they've been showing, it's just, you know, it was absolutely phenomenal. Great concentration, great ability to protect the ball. Because, Mitch, you know this better than I do. When you go up for a pass and you hit the ground, there's lots of things getting jarred around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your elbow, your arm, your back, everything else is going to hit the ground. It was something special.
Yes.
I mean, it really was. It was just and then how about Marcus scrambling around, saving a play, not getting sacked. I mean, you know, all the things that everybody kept making play after play after play in this game. And it was, you know, Bobby getting himself an interception.
Yeah.
Just all both sides of the ball and the kicking game, everything clicked except for that one last moment.
Yeah. Yeah. It was remarkable, man. And I just, you know, going forward here, there's obviously the Jaden question, and they're going to have a long offseason of having to examine some stuff. I think you know, you need more speed. You do need a dominant edge rusher. There's obviously holes on a roster. You don't get to 3-9 on accident. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if in the last month they've had two Sunday night football games between the Seattle game and last night, and that was two different football teams that showed up.
Yeah, absolutely. And night and day.
And I feel like, you know, you're getting healthy. Will Harris being back on the field helps you a lot.
Yep.
But the people that wanted to disparage McLaurin for being hurt, I think last night were just proven so stupid.
Yeah.
Well, how do you disparage somebody for being hurt?
I mean, because they don't understand how tough this game is, Jay. Joe.
No, and they don't understand that, you know, you're playing this is the highest level you can play. This is, and you need every bit of your abilities to be able to do it. I'll tell you a guy who was a warrior yesterday too, was Daniel Jones. You watched him in warm-ups hobble around out there, and then you go out and see him play against that Houston defense, you say to yourself, whoa, unbelievable. But that's what you do. I mean, if the job matters to you, you want to do everything you can to get out there.
Yeah.
And we saw what Terry looked like as a healthy Terry. Now, hopefully going forward, you build on it. Yeah. You make sure that then Jaden gets back out there, you build on it. You know, our business isn't a one-year business. We had a great year last year, a Cinderella kind of year last year. It's been a struggle this year. And you're going to go through the ebbs and flows of the way the games work and the way the season works. But you can't just all of a sudden say, oh, okay, well, you know, well, geez, well, maybe we can get a number one draft pick again. No, baloney with that. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. That nobody thinks like that. Not if they're in that locker room.
No.
Yeah,
not at all.
A lot of times the disconnect between the people inside the building and the way that people watch the sport are very different. And I think last night was really indicative of that when a team shows up and leaves it all on the field. You know, Marcus had the bad pick. I don't know what that was. But, Joe, as a guy that played the quarterback position, the way he was getting hit in that game and just kept responding to the bell said a lot about who Mariota is and kind of why they value him so much.
Well, that's who he is. And he's a very valued piece. You know, the other thing, too, he's a very valued piece of this. I mean, you look around the league at the people who are struggling with backups. And and the poor performances that they put out. Marcus has not been that way. He has been a rock back there. He doesn't get a lot of practice time, doesn't get a lot of work, and yet still goes out and performs at a very high level to give this team a chance to win. The other thing that was impressive to me last night watching that game was, you know, you're 3-8. You know, your football team hasn't done well. You're coming off of a bye. Everybody celebrated Thanksgiving. That stadium was packed. And I thank the fans for being there for this football team. I thank them tremendously because it's just as easy to turn around when things aren't going well and say, you know, I got something else to do on a Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. They were there in mass, and it made a difference. You could hear it on the TV, you know, and that's why playing in the city of Washington to me was so important, to be able to spend an entire career in one city with one franchise, because of the fans and their support of the organization and the football team and the players. And they notice it, believe me.
I think every fan needs to just look outside of just here. You saw what Joe Burrow did the other day, right? Joe Burrow has proven what he's capable of. He could have probably just rolled off in the sunset. But no, sure. I'm going to play because that's what I'm supposed to do. Be there for my teammates. And he goes and he beats the Ravens.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know, bad, you know, broken wrist. Now, you know, Justin Herbert's going to be faced with a similar situation with his injury. I fully guarantee that he'll be able to do it. Now, when you hurt your left hand, as it is, it's harder to hand off going to the right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to adjust your offense a little bit. And defenses aren't stupid. You know, you basically aren't going to be able to hand off to anybody going to the right. You're going to have to pitch the ball. So, you know, you move your edge rushers out a little bit. You move your ends out a little bit more, knowing full well that the only way they can get there is by pitching the ball. So, you know, but, I mean, these guys showed up big time. And it's, you know, like I say, Terry being healthy makes a world of difference. You know, Zach's just, I mean, Ertz is just, you know, you talk about a warrior. You know, we have older players on this football team. You have to acknowledge that. But I'll tell you, so every one of them is a warrior that lines up and plays hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. It was just such a tough way for that to finish. You know what I mean?
And broke my heart.
Yeah.
Broke my heart.
It was It was one of those where a million things happened in that game. I thought the refs were really pretty bad. The refs don't win or lose games, though. And just, Joe, one play I got to ask you about. Late in regulation, 3rd and 6, and they call that QB draw for Mariota. Mm-hmm. And if he goes down inbounds, the game might be over. What were you screaming at the television in that moment as Marcus tried to get out to that left sideline?
First thing I said to myself was, why? Why? Right. Why? Just kick. It's 7 seconds left to go. Just kick the field. Just tie it up. Just kick the field goal there. You know, and basically, as it turned out, there was no way that I thought that, you know, if you're going to take a shot, throw it out of the end zone like you did the play before. But, you know, you scratch your head a little bit and wonder why. But, you know, that worked out okay for us. He did get out of bounds, mm-hmm. And you know, he fought to get out of bounds. So, but that was one of those head scratchers a little bit, and it turned out it wasn't detrimental. Let's put it that way. That's important.
Worked out kind of good.
It was
for a little bit.
It gave us something to talk and think about. I'll tell you that.
It sure did. It sure did. I mean, in the moment, I was just like, "Oh my God, is he gonna?" It reminded me of. I'm going a couple years back now when when they ran that QB draw in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And then they weren't able to spike it in time.
Yes.
Obviously, it worked out better last night.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you get inside 10 seconds. It's like you do have one or two, you know, if you have a timeout, it's a different story. But when you don't have any timeouts and you're in the middle of the football field and you got to get to the sidelines in 6 seconds, you know, and you're not a world-class sprinter, it makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, kind of going forward, if you're Dan Quinn, what's your message for this team? 5 games left, but I'd argue the next two are quite winnable, man. At Minnesota, at New York.
Hey, I think Philadelphia's beatable.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys, you know, remains to be seen exactly where they're going to be and what they're going to look like. Every week, it's a different scenario. Every week, you're looking at different football teams. The Rams get beat by the Carolina Panthers yesterday. There's no way anybody ever thought that would have happened. No way. The Buffalo Bills go out and they look terrible, and all of a sudden they come back and look great.
Yeah.
You know, each week it's like it's a game unto itself. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're still a scary football team. They only lost by 3 points on Thanksgiving, and they had a chance to win that or at least tie it if guys don't drop the football. This was Kansas City's problem a couple of years ago. It wasn't that Patrick was playing bad. Patrick's playing unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys can't catch Travis Kelce putting the ball on the ground. Rashid Rice putting the ball on the ground. In key moments, I think the message, to answer your question, the message is, guys, look, this is who we are. This is who we can be. But we got to bring it every week just like we did on Sunday night. It's got to be that kind of effort. It's got to be that kind of performance. Because anything less than that is not going to give us a chance to be able to win.
Yeah. Totally.
I agree with you, man. Joe, we appreciate you making time for us, sir. I know it was a late night watching that thing.
No, God, I'm telling you, I tossed and turned last night in 1,000 different ways. You know, having played the position, you know, when Marcus threw the ball, all of a sudden it goes through my mind, okay, do you double clutch? Mm-hmm. No, you can't double clutch because then it gives the defenders a chance. Do you loft it in the air? Well, you don't want to hang it up down around the goal line down there. So he did exactly what he had to do to try and complete the pass. Sometimes, and you hate to do this, and both Mitch and I were offensive guys, you hate to give the defense credit, but you have to. The kid made a hell of a play.
He did.
I mean, that's all it was.
The question I would ask is, why wasn't he blocked at all? Well, he's only leading the league in sacks.
They brought two men. They that was part of what Marcus was dealing with all night.
Yeah.
Free runners. I mean, you bring more people than are there to block, especially when you got three receivers going out to clear. You got a running back coming from the other side. Normally, that would be the running back's guy to pick up.
Mm. Last one, Joe. You're Irish getting in, right?
They better, or else there's really something wrong.
I think they're good, man. And I think they could – I don't know. Freeman's a heck of a coach. They could go on a little run. I'll be excited to watch them in the playoff.
They could. The only thing that scares me a little bit is the last four opponents haven't really given us much of a –
That Syracuse game you didn't think was one of the 70-7?
Well, the thing is, that was, I mean, you know, you're there's 5 minutes, there's 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, and your offense hasn't been on the field yet, and you got a 21-point lead.
Yeah,
that, you know, that doesn't happen very often. I think, you know, you're going to be playing a lot better football teams going into the playoffs. Actually, when you look at the teams that are probably going to be in the 12, there's a lot of really good football teams, a lot of really good defenses, Notre Dame being one of them, being able to go forward. And I love the growth of C.J. Carr. I mean, he just – watching him grow from the first game against Miami to where he was and where he is now is really a treat for me.
I bet you wouldn't mind seeing Jeremiah Love wearing burgundy and gold, Joe.
First of all, he should win the Heisman. He's the best player in college football, my personal opinion. Secondly, he would look really, really good with the W on his helmet.
He sure would. I mean, that game against Syracuse, I've read the box score to be 8 for 170. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Remarkable.
And he's a highlight film every week.
Totally.
I mean, he reminds me of the running back Cook up in. He reminds me of Cook a little
James
bit.
James Cook, yeah, I like that call.
Yeah, up in Buffalo, he's got that kind of explosiveness, that kind of elusiveness, and that kind of power. Plus, you know, he's used to pass blocking as well. So, I mean, he's a real treat to watch.
Thank you for the time, Joe. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving and a great Christmas season.
Thanks, guys. Catch up with you soon. Bye.
Take care, man.
Joe Theismann on the Rude Guest Hotline. Lots to like from last night, even in the loss. It's time. Press a button. Let's open these phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Caps get another big win last night. They've now won 5 in a row, B. Mm. I mean, just playing really good hockey. 3-1 win on the road against L.A. They were underdogs in that one. Tom Wilson is just an absolute machine right now.
Been a maniac for years, brother.
Yeah, you know, it's junk, the reputation that precedes Wilson, but I kind of think he's outrunning it now. Well, like, if anybody thinks he's just a fighter, that dude is a goal scorer.
Well, he's gotten better every year at the hockey aspect of it, but he will whoop your ass if you go and do something wrong. And I think that's you got to have people in hockey like that, because there are a bunch of people out there that just goes out there and do stupid stuff. And you need someone that's bad enough to where you know if you do it against this team, you got a problem.
Right.
Because let's be real now, he can go out there and handle a little business, boom, 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 and then when you do something stupid, he can afford 2 minutes.
Sure.
You know, hit you right in your damn temple.
Dude,
you know?
They've played – I want to be sure I got this right. Caps have played 27 games, I believe. Willie's got 16 goals.
Willie's rolling, bro.
Dude, I mean, that is legit, man.
Man, look, he went from that situation of where, you know, everyone thought he was just the, you know, the – what you call him? The
enforcer.
The enforcer, to where, no, this guy can actually play hockey.
Well –
that just happens to be able to throw hands better than most of them.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah.
So the Caps have now won 5 in a row. They got to be up near the top now of the Metro, because they moved all the way up to 3rd yesterday. Yeah, dude, they're now tied with the Hurricanes in first place in the Metro.
And they were sitting way, way back at first.
Dude.
But they were right
last
there.
Last week, they
two
were.
2 points.
Right. And when we had Joe B on, he talked about how jumbled it all is. You know, it still really is. If you look at the Caps and the Hurricanes are tied at first in the Metro with 34 points each. Columbus, who looks like the worst team in the Metro, is only 5 points back at 29.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have, if you look at the Atlantic, just the other side of the Eastern Conference, like, they don't have these bad teams, it looks like. Well, the 2-time defending Stanley Cup champs have the lowest point total in the Eastern Conference, the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Well, I would not have expected that.
We're not worried about them.
Yeah, I mean, there's,
you know,
Tom, so much football left.
It's a little thing out there that goes around the internet where this guy say, try Jesus, don't try me, because I throw hands. That's Tom Wilson.
I like that a lot.
That's Tom Wilson right there.
I was curious about this because I think Huey, who helps us on the Monumental side, when we were talking about the Olympic break coming in hockey, Huey was telling us like what Caps players might get Olympic invites. And mm-hmm. I think like Martin Ferravari might make it for Slovakia or something, right?
Okay.
Obviously, the Canadian team is a wagon, and Canada's got a lot of options. But I think Wilson is a contender for the Olympic team.
I would say
right?
So, yeah.
Do you think any of that is added motivation for him this year? Like, dude, I'm going to ball out because I want to get on this damn Olympic
team.
I think
he's improved every year. But, of course,
you have a chance to play on the Olympic team for your country, you're going to come out here and say, you know what, I'm giving everything I have, which I think he's always done, but he may be just a little bit more in tune this time. You know what I mean? And you watch him in some games, I don't think he shoots as much as he should. Like, watching him over the years, Tom will score goals, but there are chances where he could take them and he'll just pass it to somebody else. But I think this year now, he's probably gotten to a point where I could take this shot. You know I can make this one. And why not?
Yeah.
Hell, if you got the skill to do it, go for it, brother.
100%, why not? Caps got a big win, 5 in a row, dude. That is significant in hockey. That is an every night sport, and they go again tonight. So, listen, I do not make professional sports schedules. I think that's a very complicated job, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. Caps are playing they played in L.A. last night. Tonight, they have a back-to-back, but it's not against the other L.A. team. They got to hop on a plane and go to San Jose. Then they come back Friday night. But then they come back Friday night to play the other L.A. team. They play in Anaheim.
Why not
play the two L.A. teams and then go up north?
Hey, just decide. It didn't work like that. You got to remember, it's 84 games per team.
82.
And you got to mix them up together. Sometimes you just can't fall like that.
Yeah, for sure. Wiz, we're riding a little hot. Cooled off a bit last night. They lost to the Sixers, but that's okay.
By how much?
The Sixers covered. Is that what you were wondering? 121-102.
Did Jeff take the Wiz?
I think he took Philly. I don't know that. I also don't know that we can hear from Jeff right now, so I'm not going to ask him. I think the Wiz are down a lot of guys right now. Like, a lot of guys didn't play last night, and we all know what the Wiz are doing. Like, I'm not going to be mad at the Wiz losing last night. I think we're going to focus more on kind of what the Caps are doing. 5 in a row is no joke, yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I talked to Jimbo and Jim this morning, and my man Jim was telling me that we got to stop putting Barstool Nate on the air. And maybe you're right, Jim, but Nate Dogg did make a good point yesterday talking hockey. Maybe we just only let Nate talk hockey. Maybe that's our best path forward. But he said, he's like, this is what the Caps do. Maybe they start a little slow because you've got veteran players kind of getting up to speed, but let them get past Thanksgiving into Christmas season, and they're going to get red hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen it the last few seasons, and it's
they
have my.
If they've done it the last few seasons, that's just what they do now.
They have my attention.
It's not hard to predict that, then, if that's what all they do all the time.
They're not hard to find. Speaking of hard to find, I went out with all my high school boys last night, and we went to Capitol Grill. Shout out to Abdul, just a tremendous, tremendous waiter. We had a great time. I got an 8-ounce filet.
Capitol Grill right on Pennsylvania?
Nah, the one up by me.
Oh,
Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase area.
Had a great dinner. I wasn't moving my fastest this morning, though, Brian. I got to be honest
with
you.
You have given into the old man age, bro.
I mean, I had to get up and get the girls out the door and, do my thing.
You get up and move, homie.
We've gotten a little bit of information. The Saturday Week 16 game.
5 o'clock.
So I guess those two games are 5 and 8:30?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Something like that.
5 o'clock kick. When the other game was Bears-Packers, and that's going to probably have – major ramifications for the NFC North.
Mm-hmm.
You knew Washington was going to be the early game. Yeah. Now it's official. I do think if you are – now, you get into December 20th, and a lot of people are taking time off work. Kids are probably off school after that. I don't know if all schools are, but, like, are you – so Christmas is the 25th. Kids are definitely off Christmas Eve, the 24th. Like, are they really making kids go to school the 22nd and 23rd? Because those kids aren't going to learn a damn thing on those 2 days.
Hey, but you're on both sides of the fence, dog. You mad?
I'm mad about – no.
Let me finish.
They
let
gave
me,
a – it finish. Was a rain I, delay. I, like, it was finish. A baseball
let
game.
Let me finish. You're mad because kids don't go to school when it's raining because they're not going to learn. And then when they tell them to come to school, you say they're not going to learn.
No, no, no.
But if the kids ain't going to learn, they ain't going to learn.
I'm mad about a rain delay like it's the sixth inning of Nats Pirates in July.
Listen, bro, I tell you like this.
They had a rain delay. Well, school, you go to school in the rain.
All I know, Jay, is when I went to school, if it was the 22nd and 23rd, You know what I better did? I better learn. Because you know what? When I got home, I didn't learn something. Bless Mr. Senior was going to make sure I was going to know something.
You know what I was
doing? See, my dad would tap my ass.
If they were sending
some of these people around here.
December 22nd.
People don't want to
I was sneaking out to smoke cigarettes in the hallway.
See, you should have got your little ass whipped when you were younger.
I probably should have.
That's what I'm saying.
My point,
if you're in school, you pay attention.
My point, however, I paid very little attention. I wonder what do you think I could have done if I tried?
Hell, you might be you might be damn a president or something.
You know, that's what I said I wanted to be when I was little.
Well, you could be a president. Have you been president of like your fraternity or something?
I was class president freshman year.
Freshman year, class president? What does that really get you?
Then I learned to drink beer. And a lot of things changed.
I mean, but like, let's be real. Most people that still were class presidents and stuff like that, they drank beer too.
Well, yeah. Left hand up. here's my point.
You just got to know how to stay focused.
Yeah, that's always been trouble. My point, however, was Saturday, 5 o'clock, going into the holidays, that might be the most ideal tailgating situation I've ever heard of. Now, granted, it could be kind of cold. Lord knows you might get a rain delay. But people Saturday, 5 o'clock, you don't have to wake up at 7 a.m. to get to the lot by 8:30. You get to the lot by noon.
Yeah, but
you got five hours.
The people that are tailgating, Jay, they're going to be out there ready to go by 10.
I agree.
And the people that are drinking won't be cold.
But listen, the tailgate Teds and Drew Cohen's of the world, the people like the Serbian boys that I go that roast pigs and everything, yeah. Like those people are locked in no matter what.
True.
But there is a portion of the fan base that's more casual about their tailgating. That they want to get there an hour before and hang out.
Yeah,
Saturday, you know, 5 o'clock is perfect.
But let me just break it down for you. If it was Saturday at 5 or Saturday at 4, I don't see much difference. I'll say this.
That person that wants to roll in
with 1 hour before, you might not have a parking spot. I think they know that too.
It gets harder. You got to ask somebody like move their cornhole boards and stuff.
Yeah, I'm saying. But the whole
what thing, is your ideal tailgate time?
Whenever the tailgate is going. See, my thing.
The 8 o'clock game gets so late. The 5 o'clock, you and I got to work, we'll be there late. But like, you go to that game, 5 o'clock kick, you're out of there by 9.
If I'm going somewhere and I don't have to work or do anything of substance, and I'm tailgating, I don't care what time it starts. If I'm there to relax.
There are still better times. Like you're locked in for the game, period. But I think Saturday 5 o'clock is damn near ideal because Sunday you get after. That alarm hits Monday morning. You got to go to work. You go party all day Saturday. Sunday, maybe you wake up for church, but you could chill.
I just don't think of it like that, Jay.
I think that's ideal.
If it's 1 o'clock on Saturday, guess what I can think about? After all the stuff over, I got time to relax. If it's 5 o'clock on Saturday, I can hit it before and after. If it's on Sunday, I do the same. You know me. I come in at 4:30. I'm ready to go at 7:30. I just get up and go.
Sure. Good for you. I think Saturday 5 o'clock is perfect. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy other times, other spots, but Saturday 5 o'clock, man, especially for a season where, I mean, by that point, you're just hoping to be the spoiler. I don't know. Philly's going to come in beleaguered, to say the least. So that's going to be fun. We still don't know game time for week 18, which is at Philly. The options for that game are New Year's Day, January 3rd, or January 4th. I kind of have a hard time believing this team and that game will be anything but Sunday 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But Philly could have a lot to play for.
New Year's Day is the first.
New Year's Day is the first.
I mean, is that Thursday?
Thursday.
I mean, it's not going to be that game.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Could be the Saturday window. Could be the it feels like a Sunday 1 o'clock to me, but we'll wait and see. That's as far as the scheduling goes, that is the last remaining kind of hurdle out there. But week 18, I don't believe – I think the entire NFL – schedule's wide open. I don't think they schedule anything for week 18 until that week. I'll pull it up just to be sure on that. Yeah, the whole slate is TBD. Looking at week 18, you could have some bangers going, B. Seahawks-Niners that week. Panthers-Bucks could be to decide a division that week. Chiefs Raiders doesn't have a ton of juice. Chargers Broncos could be a big game. Colts Texans could be to decide that AFC South. Lions Bears could have a lot of ramifications. So there are, they're going to have to put a game Thursday, right? Although I thought Thursday is kind of all college football. New Year's Day, right? Maybe there isn't a Thursday game.
I told you a long time ago, the NFL don't care about what day it's supposed to be.
I know.
They will put their game there, and guess what? They will win.
I'm curious if what they have slated is what I'm saying. Not that they care, because they don't have to. They can go up against anything. You know who's in for a rude awakening?
Who's that?
The NBA. You know what the NBA is going to have to do in 2 years? All-Star Weekend is going to get moved. Because the Super Bowl is going to be on President's Day weekend. And
well, you know,
the
LeBron,
NBA can pretend.
LeBron said Christmas was their thing last year, and one game destroyed all of their games.
Right.
I mean, so the lowest game had more people watching it than all of the basketball games together.
Totally.
LeBron, you're wrong.
LeBron, you're wrong.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But NBA All-Star Weekend, the only thing I'm curious about with the Super Bowl, when they go to 18 games and the Super Bowl gets moved to President's Day weekend, and I don't think these are ifs. These are whens, frankly, because they're going to get it done. That's what the NFL does. I wonder what Daytona does. So the Daytona 500 is always the Sunday of President's Day weekend.
What time?
I think they run it kind of early, though.
Well, if they run it early? They run early, it's cool.
I think Daytona sticks.
Daytona
because Daytona's its own world.
Daytona has a different eclectic crew that watches it no matter what. And if it's early, and if you got guys that are racing, they like the racing and they like football, they can go watch Daytona and still go watch football. Won't make a difference.
I agree. I think Daytona sticks. I think the All-Star Weekend, good luck. Maybe they, you know what they should do?
It's just All-Star Weekend. It's whack anyway.
Yo, remember it used to be awesome? When I was a kid, dude, watching the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, because those guys cared about competition. These guys don't care about competition.
Agree.
They want to have friends.
They should move it to the week before where there's no football. Just switch. Sorry you don't get the holiday anymore, but just switch it up. Go to the, you know, that week between the NFC-AFC title games and the Super Bowl where there's nothing on, that should be your All-Star weekend. Ta-da, I just fixed it for you. What's my man's name, the NBA commissioner that looks like a skeleton? Silver.
Skeletor.
Mr. Silver, I just fixed that for you. You're welcome. Did you watch Hard Knocks?
Yes.
So did I. I enjoyed it.
I did.
Not a ton of burgundy and gold, which isn't a surprise.
It wasn't a ton of burgundy and gold, but then again, let's be real. What were they going to really show? I think when you look for – the problem is we look for equality. There's no such thing as equality when you're looking at stuff like that.
I'm not looking for equality. No, I thought it was fair.
They were going with the people – look, they were going to go with the things that were juicier. And right now, we didn't have much this year going on that was going to make them be very interesting. So – what they showed is what they showed.
Not a lot of juice out
here.
I want to get into Hard Knocks kind of.
It was cool, though. I mean,
what did we learn?
Like I told you, football is awesome. When you start getting the background information and stuff, we all imagine what we think. When you start, and they don't show you a lot, to be honest with you.
Right.
But when you see just a little bit, it just makes you realize, like you go back to thoughts of like, I wonder what was going on before that happened. Then when you see this, you could connect those things, and you have a better understanding. They will never let you know to have a complete understanding.
Right.
Believe me.
Update, Week 18 scheduling. The NFL does not play that Thursday, so that is just a straight college football day. There's two games Saturday, January 3rd. I imagine those will be similar time slots as the 5 and 8:30 that we just saw Washington get assigned to for Saturday, December 20th. So there's two games Saturday. Then there's 13 games Sunday. The bulk of those will be at 1 o'clock, and then you get whatever West Coast, and then there'll be that national game of the week at 4:30, and then you'll have Sunday night football at 8:30. So the Week 18 NFL schedule will only be Saturday, Sunday. That Monday night is usually a big college football night, so that'll be like the playoff at that point. We are going to talk some college football today. New rankings came out last night. What did we learn? I want to talk more about Hard Knocks. When we return, you are listening to B. Mitchell Finley live from BigBear.ai in Ashburn. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Some news here. The Terps have officially signed 5-star edge rusher Zion Elie, officially the highest-ranked recruit in University of Maryland football history. So that's dope. Kid out of Baltimore. Love to see that. I got some more news for you, Brian. I bet you're not ready for this. You ready for this?
Got it.
The Washington Spirit announced Haley Carter as the club's president of soccer operations and promoted Nathan Minion to general manager, effective immediately.
All right.
I'm not in charge of the Spirit, but whatever they're doing is working.
Mm-hmm.
So promote the people you got to promote.
There you go.
That one seems pretty easy to me. Landy, I don't know if we got callers. I know I mentioned it briefly. If we have them, tell me. Otherwise, I am curious who you boys in the aquarium say is the best team in football. B says the Patriots. I'm tempted to agree with you, Brian. They do everything right. So I don't really get going elsewhere. I'm a noted Rams supporter. Like, I'm not asking who's going to win the Super Bowl because I think that's a different question.
Yeah. See, that's not what I'm answering either. So
I think the best team in football right now, though, is a different question. I think Big G and Sterling is on the line. Big G.
What up, G?
Who's the best team in football?
I want to go with B-Mitch, but I'm going to say Seattle if they can keep that dude from not throwing a whole bunch of interceptions, but they cooking on all cylinders also. So you got to look at them too.
All right.
So you're saying Seattle?
Yeah, he said Seattle.
All right. I'm not mad if you say Seattle. I think this is a week you can say a whole bunch of
teams. If they can stop that dude from throwing interceptions, that dude is Darnold.
Their quarterback. Phone lines are open. Who's the best team in football? White Brian. Who's the best team in football?
It's not still Auburn. The Rams.
Still the Rams. Even though New England has two more wins than them.
Yeah, the Rams have good losses. I think the Panthers are sneaky good.
I think the Panthers might win the NFC South. I've been saying that for a little while now. Landfill, who do you say is the best team in football?
Probably the Patriots.
Why?
They have the best record.
Facts. Nothing but facts coming from Landfill.
Landy.
I think the Giants are a little too low here. The Eagles, they have it 10th, Brian.
You say the Giants are too low?
I think the Cowboys are a little too low. Pardon me. The Eagles.
The Giants should be as low as you can bid them.
The Eagles are at 10. Does that seem fair?
Yeah, it seems fair because they're not consistent. They lost back-to-back weeks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't know what's going on. Like, I know they talk a lot about they don't have any problems going on and this, that, and the other. Something happening. Because the running game is nothing like it was before. And you saw the Tush Push get stopped the other day?
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, man, something's going on.
Eagles are 22nd in the NFL in rush yards.
But that's it's been proven. You go for 320 or more, 330 or more, the next year is not the same. And what was it, Dave Zangaro who said people haven't looked at the offensive line. That offensive line is not blocking like they did last year.
Jalen Hurts only has 2 interceptions on the year.
Yeah, he rarely throws the ball down the field.
I know.
I mean, listen, people get caught up in the no interceptions, but he's averaging about 140 yards a game.
209, which is frankly higher.
That's higher than way higher than I thought, because I've seen game where he had 100 some yards passing.
Yeah, that is higher than I would expect too.
Yeah.
Washington coming off of a good loss. Commanders land at number 23 on the ranks. This is the highest they've been in a while.
Hey, it is what it is. Can't be mad at it.
I'll read now.
And who's going to argue and say they should be higher?
Not me. Reading now from NFL.com. 2 straight overtime losses won't be salve for a lost season, but it could be an indication that this team will be competitive down the stretch and, with Jaden Daniels expected to return shortly, perhaps capable of winning a few games. No one chooses to play the role of spoiler, but that's exactly what the Commanders can be, finishing the season with 2 games against the Eagles sandwiched around 1 versus the Cowboys. That also could serve another purpose heading into the offseason. The Commanders need to know how close they are to competing. With reduced draft capital, they'll be limited in what they can do to upgrade their roster, but if the Commanders show they can compete, it could help shape the offseason plan accordingly, something that you and I have said on this program repeatedly. Against Denver, the offensive line did a fairly excellent job, and the receivers made plays, giving the impression that this attack, once again, can be dangerous in a similar form next season. They need to know that their plan would have worked if everybody didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
All right, we got a couple calls.
They need to know it was better than what the hell they've seen.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Sam is in Gainesville. Sam, who's the best team in football?
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. It's been a while. Best team in football, in my opinion, is the New England Patriots for 2 reasons. Their coach and the quarterback. Coach is really, really good. We know that. Vrabel's a great coach. Drake May's playing lights out. It's frustrating because I never want him to do better than Jaden Daniels, but it is what it is. But listen, guys, if you don't mind, my son and I have a fierce debate. Can I ask you your opinion regarding a Commander's draft pick and the debate we're having? Is that okay?
Yeah, fire away. Dude.
Let me
go for it.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Here's the scenario. If the Commanders could guarantee taking a wide receiver that was Jamar Chase, okay, or a defensive lineman that was Micah Parsons, who are you taking? And I said Micah Parsons, and my son, who thinks he knows everything about football, is saying Jamar Chase. I would love to get your answer on that.
Well, in this day and age, I might take Jamar Chase too. I don't know. I mean, you can't miss with either one of them. You got a guy to anchor your defense, or in a passing league where you can't touch him, and you got a Jamar Chase ability. Can you imagine Jamar Chase on the field with Jaden?
No.
I think you can't miss in that.
Yeah, dude.
I think both of y'all could be right, man.
Generally, I would side on the pass rusher, but Chase is an exceptional talent, too. That's a good debate.
Yeah, that's a good debate. I think both of y'all are smart.
Let's go to John in Stafford. John, who's the best team in football, dude?
I got to tell you right now, man. Look, hey, man. Hey, D-Mitch. Hey, J.P. Finley. Hey, look.
What's up, man?
I don't like them Dallas Cowboys. I think them dudes suck. I think they're the worst. But what I'm going to tell you is this, man. They lead the league with like 393 yards total offense every game, and they're like 12 yards above everybody else. Now, look, man, look, their defense sucks. Their defense gives up like 350 yards a game. Now, I don't know if you, but I'm kind of stupid, but look, 390 minus 350 is about 40-yard difference. Look, man, that's like a whole field or half a field on a short punt that will allow for them Cowboys to score some more. Look, I hate them. I think they suck. Dak Prescott's pretty good. He went to that great state of Mississippi State football team and did a great job. But, you know, look, I know their record ain't the best, but that offense, man, when it comes down to it, it's pretty good. And let me tell you, we're getting late here in the daggone season, and that season – is about to come to an end and go in the playoffs, and man, they might be getting hot. That George Pickens and that CeeDee Lamb, man, but they do it all right, man. I like y'all. I hope y'all do a great job.
So, are you telling us that Dallas? You think Dallas is the best team in the NFL?
Damn,
that's what I wanted to know. Because like
that call was wild. I love that guy.
I like that accent, but was he trying to tell us that Dallas is the best team?
I don't know
what he's trying to say.
I don't know.
On the screen call, he said he don't like them, but they are the best team in football right now.
No.
Wow.
It might, their offense might be better than anybody.
Yeah.
But their defense is not.
Jeff, I love that caller. What was his name?
John in hold on.
John in Kentucky.
John in Stafford.
Stafford.
I want,
he's not really from Stafford.
I want John and Stafford to know he gets fast-tracked anytime he calls.
That's it.
It reminded me of a country dude trying to do Jeff's Fred Smoot impression. Like, not trying to do Fred, but trying to do Jeff's version of Fred. And
he was just speaking his regular voice.
Hey.
I like that, man.
If Smoot's available, Smoot, what do you think of John and Stafford's claim that the Cowboys are the best team in football?
Your boy John been down there drinking too much whiskey.
He drinking that moonshine.
That moonshine.
Let's sneak one more in here. Our guy Shane is in Fairfax. Oh, Shane, who's the best team in football?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I hate to say it because I hate the Patriots. You know, how many parades do they need? I mean, but it's got to be the Patriots right now. May's playing like an MVP. They got the coach of the year, and it just goes to show you coaching is everything. Look at that organization, and now look at it. And it's damn sure it ain't the Commanders this year. Let's call it that for damn sure. But it's got to be the Patriots right now. The defense is legit. The quarterback is probably the best quarterback in the league right now. He's playing lights out. And I hate to say it, but Stephon Diggs, he may get up there and mess around and get a ring. I mean, that's how good this team is right now. They're hot at the right time, and they can run the football, and they play good defense. It's basically what you want, right?
Yeah.
Actually, what we need to do is take a blueprint from the Patriots. Adam Peters needs to sit there and with the Patriots organization and start taking some damn notes. Let's call it what it is.
Pats have been good, man. They are they're performing well in all three phases. Going to be interesting to see.
It goes year to year, man.
Going to be interesting to see what they get when we get December. Football is great, but January is when it matters. Yep. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets, wrap up the program. Grant and Danny getting set to start at 2 p.m. It is B. Mitchell Finley. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Pump up the jam. About a half hour away from Bleep You Thursday.
I don't know.
Phone lines will be open. You can get mad at it, whoever you want to be. We got official moves from Ashburn.
Great Jackson.
Drake Jackson going to get a chance to play. Officially, the Commanders just sent out a press release. They have released Darnell Savage, safety. He's a former University of Maryland player, drafted by the Packers, I believe. Played a little here right away, and now I think with the return of Will Harris, that's not a big surprise. Drake Jackson, though, is an interesting one. Jackson was a second rounder 2 years ago in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
You may have also realized Adam Peters was in San Francisco. hasn't played a lot, has dealt with a ton a ton of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to this stage of a season, I like rolling the dice on high possibilities. Because the cost of Drake Jackson to you, signing him off waivers, was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude's 6'4", 275. Like, coming out of college at USC, he was a second-round pick for a reason. And that's what I want to see them doing, is scouring other practice squads, trying mm-hmm. to find guys that could be something.
Yeah.
And I don't know what will happen. I know we talked to Drake Jackson last week. He was a really interesting guy. Talked about, you know, coming back from an injury like that, how hard it is, how significant it is. But I think that, like, this is a move that I fully support.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure Dan Quinn was waiting for my support. But, like, this is what you should be doing at 3-9, is seeing what else you can find, giving them runway to make an impact this year to show you, hey, maybe they got something left.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the NFL works. It's not all – people get so caught up on first-round picks and
yeah.
everything else. Like, you try to find you players.
You only have a small amount of those per year.
Right.
And the rest of them is people that come out. And a lot of times those guys that come later can give you first-round play. If you just get them coached up right, and they bring that work ethic. So –
Jackson is a really long player. Like, even just standing with him in the locker room, you see his length. He doesn't seem the biggest guy, but I think with the injuries, he maybe hasn't been able to put the NFL weight on yet that I imagine would be kind of part of when they drafted him. We thought we could bulk this dude up.
6'4", 275. The end.
They list him at 273. His combine had him at 255. So, I mean, the biggest issue for him has been the knee injuries. Specifically, he tore his patella in 2023. The Niners waived him.
Tendon. Patella tendon.
Yeah. The Commanders claimed him, placed on IR. So this was like a smart roster move to claim him, which you have to put him on your active, but then you can IR him, which creates the spot again. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really interesting. When we talked to him, I think last week, there was some consideration if he could go last week, and he said, I'm good. I'll let them tell me when they want me.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to let him play this week. I don't know, man. I think this one actually is something that I'm keeping an eye on.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is more than a regular kind of random late-season roster move. The Darnell, do you agree on the Jackson thing? I don't know if you had.
No, I'm cool with it. Listen, they bring people in, and when you sign someone, the hope is that the person can help you. And once they're on the field, you find out if they can help you. And, you know, so we'll see.
I don't think he's not an edge. And I think you'll see what you can get. And I think if you have a high upside athletic pass rusher, and you're going up against a kid in J.J. McCarthy, who also is a big-time athlete, but is all over the place and yeah, sporadic.
Very much so.
Kind of interested in this matchup here. The Jackson thing, I think, is a little more than nothing. Like, it's a 4 out of 10 as far as my interest, but it's got my interest a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll see what, if anything, happens there. But I like kind of where that – I like the mindset of that roster move and decision. Specifically, when you look at the Adam Peters type, and keep in mind, he was in San Fran when they drafted this kid in the second round when a lot of projections were like third or fourth round.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, San Fran's coming off a Super Bowl. They picked late in the second. So he was the 29th pick of the second round. So what's 32 plus 29, B? 52? 62? He was a 62nd overall pick. 61?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. You were looking at me crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, just know that 9 and that 2 cannot give you an even number.
But what stands out to me about Jackson is the athletic score. That's what these guys like. His athletic score at the combine was an 87. You get into some of this more specific analytic stuff. They love guys with high RAS scores, raw athleticism scores. His just the athleticism score from that 22 draft placed him third among edge rushers and DNs. Right. So that's what they're looking at. Now, he's dealt with injuries in his career, but, like, you go way back to USC, and granted, we're talking about college, but before the injuries started to kind of pile up, he made the all freshman All-American team. He played in 11 games, had 11.5 TFLs, and 5.5 sacks as a freshman. He was 18, 19 years old. He's long. I don't know what he can – like, to me, he's a situational pass rusher that if you still had Dorrance Armstrong and Dietrich Wise, this would be way more intriguing. When this dude's coming in to be something those guys aren't.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Dorrance was big, strong, fine against
but
the run,
and
could rush
the
passer.
But if he can give you something that you haven't had, you know, because let's, like you said, what you see this year really ain't going to make that much difference this year. It could be something that you may have a piece for next year.
That is certainly the hope, yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, it's no secret. That's the hope, is that maybe this dude who AP drafted now, I guess 3 years ago, can show why you did it. As for the Darnell Savage thing, or any surprise there? Apparently, he wanted to be released.
Yeah, when you listen, man, the news is that he requested a trade or requested a release. Why does a player request a release?
Because they're not going
to
play.
And know they're about to be released.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah. I mean, like, those type of thing, when it hit the airwaves and hit the news cycle, I'm like, okay. Because I don't know a person that's playing and doing something that wants a release. Listen, what he's done, what he did, is what I always say. People always say, read the writing on the wall. You better comprehend that damn writing as well.
Totally.
He saw the writing, and he said, okay, let me try to get out in front of this thing. So when they come out and they say, okay, we're about to bring Drake up, who are we going to release? Well, this dude already asked one. Let's let him go.
All right, B, I'm checking on the show sheet, and I've forgotten to do a number of things. When we return, I'm going to give away Motley Crue tickets. I want to talk about Marcus Mariota. I want to talk about the Commanders' playoff elimination scenarios. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to open the phones. Nobody go anywhere. It's Beamich and Finley.
It's my buddy right there.
Beamich and Finley. I have officially no idea what's going on in the World Cup draw now, but I still am yet to see any sort of matchup.
You ain't got to do all the talking stuff first, James.
What I do know, however, Jaden Daniels will start at quarterback Sunday for the Washington Commanders. Yeah. All right? Simple question. How fired up are you? Our guy Austin in Calvert County called quick. What's up, Austin?
Hey, guys. I am super ecstatic that Jaden's back. I mean, I always love watching my skins, but it just feels like something's missing when he's not playing. And people have forgotten, you know, this guy is a proven winner. Everybody's trying to say Drake May is the best quarterback out of the class, and he looks damn good right now, but he don't got no wins in the month of January like Jaden does. Jaden is a proven winner, and I'm so tired of everybody trying to, you know, say that he's regressing. I don't think he's regressing. We haven't been healthy all year. This will be the first time all year that we got all of our guys on the field ready to go. I'm so hyped. Screw tanking for a draft pick. Let's get some wins, man. Thank you, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love your show. My favorite show in the fan. Have a great day,
appreciate
guys.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you, Austin. Thanks a lot, man. I love that call. And we didn't plan it. He just happened to go first. But I love that call because I think I get draft position. I understand all these things. But that locker room, that those people, what they need is a win. And I think
that's it.
Mariota's played well. But I think Jaden gives him the best chance of a win. Let's go to our guy Big G in Sterling. What's up, G?
Hey, how y'all gentlemen doing today?
Doing good, brother.
All I'm saying is it's just great to see, like, he's back, to see our team gelling. I mean, did we get our identity? Remember back to like a few weeks ago, you were saying like we have an identity. We getting our identity right now. We get ready to rock and roll, baby. All right. Get ready to shine and show what we really got, man. You just think we've been hurt all year. These guys ain't even played. You ain't seen these guys on the field yet all year together. But you're going to see them on Sunday. Let's rock, baby.
Appreciate you, bitch. All right. Thank you, brother.
See you, buddy. Let's go to Jonesy. People are fired up.
What up, Jonesy?
I thought we'd get the call like, oh, man, you can't play him. You got to rest him.
What up, brother?
What's happening, JP? What's going on?
What's up, dude?
Fellas, I am going apoplectic, man, that these guys are going to be together for the first time this season. We get to see it. You know what I'm saying? All we could do is 2-3 weeks or a month ago, could all just imagine if we had these guys together on the field all at one time. Jayden, Terry, Devo. Oh, my goodness. I just want to see it, see what it could look like for next year, and we got to get it right next year. But we want to see what it looked like in this game coming up. And this is a winnable one. Yes, indeed. We almost won the last one. This one's going to be the one we get, and I love it. And just like last night's game, I love that too. Cowboys lost. That was funny. And I'm on the road right now, and trust me, I got some money off of a call I can't get off of a buddy who's a Cowboys fan. I'm out, fellas.
Good luck, man. All right, appreciate you, dude. Thank you. So now I'm curious. This is now official.
What's official?
That Jaden's playing. The head coach just said it. Jaden.
Now you want to see the line.
Here's the other thing. Jaden's probably going to talk here in a minute inside that locker room. So be prepared for a little bit of Jaden.
Yeah, we might have some
conversation.
Bam, we're going to break to something. Break straight to it.
No movement right now.
No movement. They probably hadn't had time to move it just yet.
Yeah, it just happened. Maybe that's baked in, dude. If it doesn't move, it means Vegas knew it was coming.
Or they felt it. You know, they have strong feelings. And they seem to get stuff right, Jay.
I loved what Dan Quinn said when he's like, man, we have 5 games left. We have so much of our seasons left. And we need to win.
See, I don't think people look like, football seasons happen, but you don't play a season and then everything just ends. You if you really look at it properly, I know you always say each season is a finite,
its own entity, you know, man.
It's its own entity, but the coaches have to look forward to the next year, and players are also looking forward to the next year. Players sit there and think, okay, how our team will be next year. They know it's going to be different, but you try to see which guys are going to come along with you. You think these guys don't want to see how good they could have been if all of them were healthy? And what could possibly be a great start or a great nucleus or, you know, a foundation of something else moving forward? They want to see that, you know. And like I said, when people go do rehab, they don't do rehab to sit down. They do rehab to go back and play. The average person doesn't understand the work it takes and the dedication and the time it takes to go come back from an injury. After you do it, you know what the first thing you think? I want to see where I'm at. You don't think, okay, I'm going to wait till next year and figure out where I'm at. No, you want to see it when you get done. And if the doctors give you the okay, you go for it. It's just life as an athlete.
Agreed, man. And for the Commanders, right? Like, they need to get a win. Now you've got Jaden out there. You've got Terry. I mean, just Terry. The energy and presence that brought last week was so apparent. And I think now you add Jaden to that, and it's just going to keep juicing. Bobby Wagner missed a couple days of practice. He was back there today. Bobby Wagner's listed as questionable for Sunday. Dan Quinn said of Wagner, coming back from an injury, there's literally nobody tougher. He just wills himself into it. A lot of that is just discipline, how hard he works. He's definitely built differently, so I'm encouraged for him. How significant is it to you if Wagner can't go?
Well, I think for those out there that always said, well, you know what, we need to play somebody young, you would get a chance to see because he wouldn't be there. But the thing about it, Bobby does more for this team as a leader a motivator and a guy could get guys in the right places than anybody would know about. And that makes a world of difference as well. When the young guy come in, he may be faster. The young guys may not know the stuff. They may not, like, you remember they say Bobby would come in and drop off stuff to the coaches to show them things. A young player is not there yet. He can't dissect a lot of stuff. So you get a chance to see, but knowing Bobby, as Dan said, I think Bobby will be playing. I just think he'll be back on the field.
Listen to this, Brian, and you're a guy that played through a lot. The last time Bobby Wagner missed a game was week 2, 2018. That's 125 consecutive regular season starts and a league high 8,488 total snaps.
There you go. See, I kind of side with that. I like that. So,
no, I do.
I really like him doing that though. You know, like he plays. And I'm sure he's been banged up.
You know,
he
who's
still
been
played,
banged up, and is now playing. That's Jaden Daniels, Washington's quarterback, speaking with the media now.
Nothing is significant, but I had time to sit back and reflect, and you know, focus my energy elsewhere, and I'll range of motion, other little things, and psychologically, you know, I had that itch. I had that itch ever since I got hurt, but I had that itch to get back there on the field and just strength and everything. I felt confident now I could be myself out there.
The injury itself was pretty disgusting looking, respectfully.
But,
like, just
out
of curiosity,
what was
like
the
following week or whatever?
It was hurting that, like, the first 2 days, but the week after it wasn't really hurting as much.
What has the season just been like in general?
It's been a lot of adversity, but, you know, I'm young in my career, and, you know, something that I got to battle through, and, you know, you go through adversity at some point, so however you approach it and you try to weather the storm and come out and see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Getting out from a team perspective, the goal is to what are you trying to get out of these 5 games knowing that you missed?
I'm just trying to go out there and play football. No expectations, do whatever it takes to be the best version of myself and ultimately help my team try to win some football games.
Do you think that it is conceivable to gain momentum from whatever happens here in the last 5 games to help springboard into next year again, considering 4 games the season's
coming? I mean, I think every season is different, so you can't really use it as – you can use it as momentum, but – every season is different. A lot of things happen. So you really just trying to go out there and finish the season strong. You know, I'm healthy enough to go out there and play. And who am I to go out there and not tell my teammates I don't want to play because that's something that is out of my control. So I'm going to go out there and give it my all and obviously be smart. But at the end of the day, I'm really focused on these last couple games and, you know, see where the tables turn.
That was Commanders starting quarterback Jaden Daniels. Will be back on the field this weekend against the Minnesota Vikings. After that, when we saw him go down with that elbow, it looked bad. And now he is back. I loved that answer right there. He's like, man, I'm going to go out there and play football. I got no expectations, but there's no way I could look at my teammates and not go out there once I'm healthy. I got to be smart, but I got to play my game. And that is the correct attitude.
Yeah. That is what, that's the thing about the togetherness that guys have.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. Ask B. Mitch anything. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.